The first U.S. Army Apache helicopters to be based in Alaska are scheduled to arrive at Fort Wainwright this week. They're part of a new unit that will include 24 helicopters and 400 soldiers. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
U.S. Army Alaska Aviation Task Force Commander Blake Alexander expects the first two Apache aircraft to be flown in aboard a large cargo plane as early as Tuesday. Alexander describes Fort Wainwright as well set up to base the Apache unit, adding that interior Alaska will provide a unique testing and training environment.
It is absolutely the first winter testing. I will say that they have been stationed at Fort Drum, New York prior to this, but it's certainly not the sub-Arctic that we're about to experience here. They've been tested in snow, but they haven't had skis on them before, so that's going to be a new step for us, supplying the skis that we use up here on our other aircraft to the Apache. That's a first. And then, of course, the temperatures when they drop below minus 20, I don't think that's been encountered before either.
The new task force replaces a similar one that used older Kiowa Warrior helicopters and demobilized from Fort Wainwright earlier this year. Alexander says the Apache offers updated technology and capability.
They have the ability to team with other Apaches and with the infantry soldier on the ground through laser designation capabilities. It's got the ability to shoot Hellfire missiles. It has a 30-millimeter gun, and of course the ability to shoot rockets. In addition to that, it's got some really good optics, so when we use it in the reconnaissance role, it will be able to reach out and see. This is a day-night capable aircraft. It's got the heat-seeking capabilities and sensing.
Alexander says the new aviation regiment is scheduled to stand up in September with delivery of all helicopters to Fort Wainwright by next April. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.